Today is Friday, March 23rd, 2018, and we are at the apartment of Rosie Evans at Raven Landing in Fairbanks, Alaska. My name is Sharon Story, and I'm here with Rosie Evans. Thanks, Rosie, for sharing your story with us and for being part of the Raven Landing Resident Story Project. So we're just going to start with a little biographical information and information that you can tell us. So can you tell us, first of all, where and when you were born?
I was born December 8th, 1924 in Devon, Oregon. It's a little mill town, and isn't even there anymore. It used to be, and after the done log, and they've turned all back into farmland. So the place I was born isn't even there anymore.
So then where did you grow up? Did you grow up there?
I grew up a few miles from there in Devon, Oregon. And I grew up, went to school there, walked to school a couple miles on the tram road. It was, well, I don't know, it was just outdoors type deal.
So Devon is located in, is it logging country or where?
It's all logging country. It was logging country then, but now it's all logged out and it's all turned to farmland, where the little place I was born isn't even there anymore. Everything's gone. It's just farmland.
Where you're
in Devon, Oregon.
Yeah. Now, so were your parents? Were they? Can you tell us a little bit about your parents or your ancestors? How did they get there?
My grandparents lived a few miles. My mother's folks lived had a farm a few miles from Devon, Oregon. They're still the farm's still there, and. My dad, he migrated over here from Poland, and he and my mom met, and she was a house painter for Weyerhaeuser logging company. She was painting houses, and that's where my dad met her, and they were married, and then they moved in near where her folks was, where I was born. I was the third one to be born there. There's five of us kids.
How many boys, how many girls?
Four girls, one boy.
Oh. Any childhood stories that come back to your mind that are kind of fun to share?
Well, yeah, there used to be a mountain, was on one side of this little hill, and another little town was on the other side of the hill. So my dad and I decided, instead of going around the road, we were going to go up over the hill. Well, we got up there, and it was more of a chore than we imagined. We got about halfway there, and we gave up and went home.
Farther than you thought.
A lot farther than we thought. It would have been closer to taking the road.
Can you tell us about what brought you to Alaska then?
Well, Joe and I were married in our first year of marriage. We were just talking one day, and he said, you know, I always wanted to go to Alaska. I says, okay, let's go. So this was before we had these trailer houses and all this stuff. So he had this truck, and he built us a little house on the back of the truck, and he put all the amenities in there. We had a refrigerator and the stove and our bed. It was just like what you would call a trailer house now, but was built on the back of a truck, because it was before they had all these trailer houses. We just packed up moved out.
Had you met Joe in Oregon then?
In Washington. Mm-hmm. I left this part out, but after I was about 12 years old, we moved to Washington, to Longview, Washington. My grandpa was working there, and they dug a lake, an artificial lake, right through the town. And they moved, and so we went up there in Oregon, in Washington, and I lived there from then on. I went to school there, graduated there.
Uh-huh. And where was that in Washington? I'm trying to...
Longview.
Longview, okay. I'm kind of on the coast.
That's about 50 miles north of Portland, Oregon.
Okay. All right.
It's between Seattle and Portland.
And so you met Joe there.
Uh-huh. He was... my mother and I had this little restaurant, little... hamburger shop, and it was my birthday, and so we had a cake, and Joe came in for a cup of coffee, and I insisted he had a cake, and that's how I met my husband, give him a piece of my birthday cake.
It's like, this lady's a good cook. Okay. What about, so you came to Alaska, what brought you to Alaska, and then what about, regarding your career, anything about your career or his career, or what happened when you got to Alaska?
We got here, we had no connections or didn't know anyone in Alaska, in Fairbanks. So he went to, got a job with a surveying outfit the first day. And the first summer we were here, and I got pregnant. So I went back outside to have my baby out home, and he worked up here. And then after baby was born, he built us a little house. So I came back up, and out on 22nd Street, the house is still there. When he builds things, he builds them to stay. And I came back up here, and then he joined the carpenters, and he was a carpenter all of his life. Mm-hmm. And I stayed at home until my kids were all in school. And when the youngest one went to school, I went to work at the school, in the lunchroom. I was a lunch lady at school, so Barnett. I was known as the lunch lady. So when my kids were in school, I was there, and when they were off for the summer, I was off for the summer, so it made it very nice.
Made it very nice. And you had two children?
I have four children.
Four children, okay.
Yeah, and three boys and a girl. I just lost my girl. She, about a year and a half ago, she had a heart attack. But I still have my boys. And I went, Joe had a heart attack, a bad heart attack. And so doctor says leave the cold weather. So we went back to Longview. And after he passed away, I just stayed there with my daughter, and about two and a half years ago, my son insisted I come back up here. I came up to visit them, and they brought me over here to Raven's Landing there, wanted me up here. So we come over here, and we talked to Susan. We got low down and signed me up for a house, for an apartment when the building was finished, before the building was ever finished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you came back home.
I came back home. Yeah, and I've got two boys that take very good care of me.
That's pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about your time as lunch lady at the school, just to take you back just a little bit, because that's pretty interesting, too. I'm sure you had lots of interesting experiences doing that.
Lots of
anything come to mind, just anything in particular that was kind of a fun memory or... You saw lots of kids go through
I saw a lot of kids grow. And I'm the last person in the world to start wearing slacks. I always wore dresses. But then I started selling lunch tickets at noon. I was sitting in the hall on the desk, and it was time to start wearing slacks.
To do it. And then you could keep track of your children also when you were...
When they were in school, I was there. And when they were home, I was there. So I was always able to supervise or know what they were doing and where they were at.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Even when they were in school, I knew where they were at.
In thinking back about all those times... I'm sure there's some many fond memories, but Ken, is there a fond memory that comes to mind of maybe life in Fairbanks during that time with your family and your husband? And...
Every Easter Sunday, we would go for Easter dinner. We would take our ham and our food, and we'd go on our trip someplace and have our dinner in a picnic area. A lot of times we had to shovel snow off of the table and off of the picnic table and things, but we always, on Easter Sunday, we always went out and had Easter dinner out.
Wow. Snow or sun or...
Snow, nothing could stop us. We just were ready to go.
So you lived in Fairbanks for a lot of years.
Oh, yes. We came here in 50. Yeah. And I was here until 78 when my husband had his heart attack and we moved out. And it took me 5 days to pack everything we... got together in all these years. Joe built 5 little wooden boxes and we stored it in there, shipped them out, and just got rid of everything, moved out. Because he couldn't, his health was more important, you know. So we just took off and moved along.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So you've already, and you know, you've talked about how you then made your way back to Raven Landing. And so, and now that you've lived here for a while, can you talk a little bit about your experience here at Raven Landing?
Great.
How it's been.
I love it here. I got acquainted before I even moved in here. They invited us to come in and have dinner here. So we had dinner, and then they were playing pinochle. I'm a great pinochle fan. So I played two evenings of pinochle here before I even moved in. And got acquainted with people, and everybody knows everybody, and everybody's helpful with everybody. It's just a big family. Mm-hmm. I got it. I like it. I like everyone here friendly and helpful.
Yeah, yeah. And you're close enough to a couple of your kids.
Oh, my one son sees almost every night or every afternoon, and then. My other son, in weekends, and because he works all hours, he works for the Fairbanks Visitors Association, and he's always showing people around and taking them to different places, like the go and see the Northern Lights. They'll go up to him. You know, somebody will want to see the Northern Lights. He'll take them in the car and go for how many miles it takes to find the lights. And the pipeline, people want the pipeline. He takes them different places they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't see him too often because, well, I see him once a week. But that my other side I see almost every day. But he's really busy.
but you're close by, and that's nice for dropping in.
Very close by. In fact, he called me today, and we usually on Saturdays we'll go shopping. Do my shopping for the week, and I take the. We have this band fair, this bus that comes, picks us up. I go shopping every Tuesday. There's a whole busload of us, usually 8 to 10 people. Get on this bus, we go to Freddy's, go shopping. They pick us up in 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and bring us home. And it's just an outing, getting out. And
so I know you're a card player. I know you love to play cards.
Yeah.
And so what other things do you find that you enjoy? Have you been, and probably a cook. You used to like to cook quite a bit.
I don't cook much anymore. I kind of graduated.
You graduated.
Yeah, but there's a lot of exercises. You always find some exercise program or something going on. There's always something going on. And besides the regular scheduled things, they'll have special things, you know. Like we're having a fundraiser, doing this wee bowling for the Boys and Girls fundraiser in a week or so. And
so you bowl.
Yeah.
We bowl.
Uh-huh.
And then bocce ball.
Bocce ball, do the bocce ball and the bowling. And other exercise, we have band exercises and things. We're 93, you don't do too much running, but.
Well, sounds like you do quite a bit.
Well, I get around.
Just modify it a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, you just, my balance is a little off. I got the strength and everything, but my balance is a little off.
Well, you know, it seems to me you're doing very, very well, Rosie.
Well, thank you.
I see you out and about. I would call it pretty close to running.
Yeah.
You know, and this kind of goes right along with that is, what is or what was your favorite age, and why? And it can be a couple of ages, or you know.
My favorite age is the age I'm living, but I'm going. But my favorite memory is Pendleton Roundup. They have this Pendleton Roundup in Pendleton, Oregon, once a year. It's the final stages of the Roundup. And we had a 32-man tent, my husband, and the whole family would get together and go to Pendleton for the Roundup. There'd be about 15, 20 of us, the whole family. And we'd take our sleeping bags and go and cook out, and we'd camp. All of us camped in the tent, but we'd play cards with the lights of the cars. We'd park down by this river. We had one favorite place. We'd always go early enough to get it and set up our tent and set up our cooking facility. And there we'd be for about a week, well, 5 days, so. It was fun. The whole family together enjoying it.
And that was like a lot of different ages.
Yeah.
Combined there. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of to go along with that too. And so you said you're 93. Is that right? And so do you have any insights for living happily or living healthily at any
yeah,
age?
You have to, everybody has to be your friend. I can't stress enough being happy. You have to be happy with what you got. I don't know anyone I dislike. You like everybody until you're proven you can't like them. But that's the whole thing. I hate to say this, but I have a sister that's so negative, and she's younger than me, 7 years younger than me. But I often think, you've got to enjoy life, or that's it.
So positive attitude, and be happy.
Be happy, be happy. Love everybody and be happy.
Wow, it's pretty beautiful. Is there anything we have? You know, we have a little time left, and is there anything like looking back over your life or lessons learned or anything that you might want to share that comes up now?
Well, if you could look back and see all the things you wish you would have done, you know, like losing my daughter, if I'd known she was going to leave us that soon, we would probably have done differently. I don't know what, but I think I'm pretty happy with my life the way it is. I live it day by day. I figure I'm 94. One of these days I'll get a knock on the door and leave here. I'll just change my address.
I don't think we could end on any better note than that. Thank you so much, Rosie. It's a wonderful interview, and I so appreciate your contribution, which is a great one.
Well, I didn't think I had too much to say, but I've said it.
You have said it. Thank you. Mm.